Blog Talk Radio.
Is that Jay Plus? Like this. It's an independent, everything touching everywhere. Them haters better beware. With us, you cannot compare. We got girls in motion. That's Nikia with Ron, the hybrid one. And that boy Del Sean. Upside down, W-A to the Y-S. We the best, yeah, we fight. Not a test. Our radios flies in the old wagon set. Like, you can see the nation from the spot in which we sit. Bars crewing into, and we throw the come through, and we can show you we support that local
everything.
Online radio. Independent everything.
On deck for another exciting episode of Independent Everything. I am Franz, the Hybrid One, your host, and of Metal Music Records, and also allthingsfranz.com radio, Franz Listens Music Video and More Show, and vivoplusplus.com, among other things. And today is Wednesday. Today is, what's the day? 25th, 2015. And like I say, we're on deck with another exciting episode. I've got Ghost Tears today. Well, I did have ghost tears. I guess one of those ghost tears has been filled. That is the lovely one right there. And that chair, that is Miss Nakia Kuala. She is the girl in motion. She is the owner of In Motion Events and also Shoes in Motion. She is the executive A&R for Melody Music Records, Melody Music Entertainment Management. And she is the artist also known as the Hybrid Queen. Hello, Nakia.
Hey, guys.
How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fine. And we have on deck, man, I tell you what, the accolades for this guy just go on and on and on and on and on. Mr. Christopher Mitchell, he is, it says here on the promo, in case you guys didn't get a chance to read it, this rapper-producer with tremendous talent has taken his love and desire for music to another lyrical level. He's like no other. The style, the name, the man himself cannot be duplicated. Something spectacular to offer. His raps are crisp and to the point. He's a monster on the stage and the studio. His creative nature invades his music. It can't get more precise than that. His versatility is proven in many songs in which he has produced and written. His rap style can be straight hardcore rap and then switch to a commercial laid-back flow. So let's take it back. He is Christopher Mitchell, a.k.a. Saint, born July 17, 1985 in Denver, Colorado, now residing in Arizona. What's up, Saint?
What's going on, man?
What's going on, man? Tell me how you came up with the name Saint.
Saint was a name given to me by my cousin when I was little, about 6-7 years old. I grew up with family from New Orleans, so naturally I'm a Saints fan all the way. So ever since I was a little kid, my cousin always called me Saint. So when I got into the hip hop game, that's the name I decided to roll with the stage name. So that's how it came about.
Came out like that. Okay. All right. Is there anybody else in your family that's into music? I mean, are you pretty much the only one?
So my dad, he's a producer. He was a longtime producer for a record label out of Colorado called Dinkside Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, besides that, just him.
Okay, and do you play any instruments?
The drums and a little bit on the keyboard, that's about it.
Yeah, well, these days that's pretty much all it takes is, musical knowledge, and then you can do your thing. And it's a great time to be in music, man. It's a great time to be living and, have a desire to do music and, present music to people. Now, I know you've performed in venues pretty much all over the country. What's the latest gig that you actually did live?
The last show I did was a local show in Arizona, and before that I did a lowrider show in, I think, October in Las Vegas with Baby Bash and them.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
And I know you did some work with B Black out of Colorado. You guys
absolutely.
Still yeah, you guys still collaborate or do shows together?
No, we haven't actually worked together in maybe 5-6 years, but we actually gonna get in the studio to do a track for my next album, so that'll be a good little reunion.
Yeah, yeah. And speaking of which, that's my next question. Tell me about the upcoming project.
Well, right now I'm working on my album. It's called My Life on Repeat. Looking to release it probably in July, August. So right now I'm about to be in the studio and go ahead and knock some tracks out and give all my fans something to vibe to soon.
Okay. And you recently released a single, correct?
Yeah, the latest single I released was 9 Degrees featuring Prophet and King Devious of the Coalition.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, and that's a banger, man. Are you? What about videos? Do you have videos out as well?
Videos in the works. I'm waiting till I get some new material put on out there before I do any new videos. So as soon as the studio shit go down, then I'm gonna put out probably 3 to 4 videos to promote that.
Yeah. Who all is gonna be on this project? This upcoming project. Who are you having featured on it?
Right now, I'm like I said, Be Black. Me and Be Black about to get on the track. Realist Tay from Colorado. Al B's for She's. Be Nice to Truth. Just to name a few. They all out of Colorado. Taking it back to their roots with the music and where, you know, the whole finest music sound originated. So I'm looking at featuring artists from my home state.
Right, right. And Colorado actually has a real huge hip-hop movement that's going down, man. I see some of their stuff on, like, different blogs and stuff that I'm associated with and different music platforms. I do see a lot of that stuff that's coming through because I'm in New Mexico, so I see a lot of stuff just coming out of the mountain time zone from, like, Arizona, from Colorado, you know, Albuquerque. And a lot of those different cities that's in this mountain time zone, I know there's a huge movement going out on out here in the West. And so, you know, you guys are sitting in the right place at the right time, really, to take advantage of some of those things. Are you going to be going to South by Southwest?
Yeah, I'm going to get down there, man. I was trying to make it last year, didn't get to it. But, yeah, we're going to make it down there this year, definitely.
Yeah, for sure. I'll be there. Got to be there. Okay, and tell me about, you know, what it is that if there was one thing you wanted to make sure that you were able to convey to the public about Saint and what Saint's all about, what would that be? If you had to put it what do they call it? The elevator pitch. If you had to put it in the elevator pitch, tell me about what that would be for Saint.
Man, Saint's just a hip hop head that loves music, loves being around music, producing music, putting out music, listening to music. Everything I do and live for the last 10 years, every day has been dedicated to music. So
right.
I just vibe off of that.
Who besides No Limit, who are your influences?
Of course, being from the West, Tupac is going to be a huge influence, Ice Cube, West Coast Connection, and then besides that, just straight No Limit.
Yeah, okay. Nakia, I was actually talking to Nakia. You want to get in here and go ahead.
No, you got it. I'm wearing with it today. You got it.
Okay, Saint?
Yep.
Okay, all right. Tell me again, what's the name of the album that you're currently working on?
It's going to be called My Life on Repeat.
Okay, My Life on Repeat. All right, and let's see here. Okay, now I want to make sure I give you, you know, plenty of time to get your shout outs on, to get, you know, let people know how it is that they can hook up with Saint. Tell them also about any and every project you've got released and where they can find that, and then how they can, you know, connect on a deeper level with Saint, whether it be a business entity that maybe wants to approach you about doing something with them show-wise or whatever, or just the average Joe fan that just wants to follow, fan, like, or whatever with Saint. Give them those things. And also, if you would, give your shout-outs, your accolades to those that have influenced your career, et cetera.
All right, man. Well, first I'll start with the shout-outs. I just want to shout-out my fam and my fans and all my supporters that followed me over the years through all the creative experience that I've gone through and all the music growth I've gone through. I appreciate y'all a lot. Shout-out to Bankside Entertainment, B Black, Uncle Rob, Miss L. Shout-out to Jewel Time, 800 to Jewel, Foe, and on the business level, man, they could just, if anybody want to hit me on the business level, you can hit me at the Gmail. It's going to be gmail.com, saint474@gmail.com. And if anybody want to follow me, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Instagram, @saint_st_. Follow my music, facebook.com/saint474, Reverb Nation /saint474. SoundCloud has all my past music put up on there for free downloads or streaming, and that's soundcloud.com/finestmusic. Yeah, and that's it right there.
What was that music again? Saint Music?
The SoundCloud /finestmusic.
Spell that for me.
FINEST.
Music. Oh, Finest Music. Okay, I got you. Okay, so there you have it, guys. That's how you hook up with Saint. And then, are you looking to collaborate with anybody?
So yeah, I'm always open to collab.
Okay. Do you produce all of your own music, Saint?
Either I do, or like I said, my dad's been a long time producer, so I either get production from him or me or anybody on my team at the time.
Mhm. And your dad, he plays instruments as well?
Yeah. Mhm. He's been doing it for a long time.
And I'm sorry, I must have missed it. What's your dad's name?
Uncle Rob.
Say it again.
Uncle Rob.
Okay. Yep. All right, Uncle Rob. Shout out to Uncle Rob. All right, man. So tell me about 311 Production. Tell me a little bit about the scene in Arizona, man. What's the hip hop rap scene like in Arizona?
Man, you know how it is. It's, you know, towards the, you know, the western coast of it, you know how the local scene can have its ups and downs. 1 year can be the slam, everything going on from here to there, and other years or months it could just be slow. But as long as you just stay consistent at what you're doing, I mean, you're doing all right.
Is it? I mean, but there are a lot of venues, live venues available to the rap and hip hop artists.
Yeah, well, in Arizona, there's tons of venues to actual concerts, to indie shows, to just open mics. So there's always something going on in the music industry in Arizona.
Okay. All right. And, let's get a little bit in depth about Saint. Let's find out a little bit about Saint. Who's if there was a dream collab, living or dead, who would it be?
Being such a No Limit fan, it'd probably be Backseat Murder, Tupac, Aaliyah, and Tech N9ne will probably be my, if I can collab with anybody, it would be probably them.
Yeah, Tech N9ne, man. If you're a Tech N9ne fan, so am I. Okay, and if you had a choice of places where you would prefer to live, where would it be?
Arizona, number one choice.
Arizona, sticking with the hometown. Okay, okay.
Yes, sir.
All right, all right. And Big Ear, Tupac.
Tupac.
Tupac for sure. Okay.
All day.
All right.
Yeah.
All day long. Okay, and I saw also that that you did some work with Thanksgiving Entertainment. Is that B Black's?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
okay.
B Black's label.
Yeah. So, and you guys are scheduled to go in the studio to do some work.
Right.
Here soon on your project.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. How long you been rapping, bro?
About 11 years.
About 11 years?
Yes, sir.
And what are your short-term and then your long-term goals? Where do you see yourself, 6 months from now, 5 years from now?
Short-term goals is just getting out there and getting this new project release, doing a little bit of touring, getting some eyes on me and my music out. And in the long term, man, I just want to consistently grind and, push my music for my fans and build more fans. And, after a certain amount of time, I just want to be strictly producer and then just help
people
get this game and, show them the ropes and produce for them and let their talents be seen as well.
Are you producing anybody now?
Not right now. I haven't produced for a label or a group for a couple of years. I'm just focused on my projects and my albums right now.
Who have you produced in the past?
I've produced Trippo, Fatboy, Lena. I produced for a Coalition Music Group in Colorado, which includes King Devious, The Prophet, Luna Leon, as well as some Dankside artists.
Okay. All right. And any plans to produce outside of your camp in the near future?
Not right now. No, man. I'm just focused on going ahead and getting my projects together and on out there. But as far as a long-term goal, I definitely like to produce as many artists in as many different genres as I can.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're not just limited to what you're doing in hip-hop and rap. You are conscious of wanting to go outside those genres into what, rock, pop,
gospel? I'll produce everything from rock and pop to hip-hop and R&B. I haven't done any gospel or country tracks, but, I'm open. The music industry is so wide, and there's just so much creativity in different genres. I want to be part of all of it.
Right, right. Okay. I wanted to make sure that I did mention to you about, you were talking about doing 3 or 4 videos, especially for this project. Do you have your own Vivo channel?
No, I don't. I am.
Okay, perfect segue. VivoPlusPlus.com. For you guys that are artists out there, you have video product or you plan on having video product, Melody Music Records independent label does offer VivoPlusPlus.com to those that are wanting to get their own Vivo channel. Vivo is noted for having the highest paying ads in the industry, and you can get your own Vivo channel, unlimited distribution to over 10-plus downloading streaming sites, and the ability to sell your HD-quality videos via the same platform for one low price. VivoPlusPlus, vivo.com is that entity. If you haven't already gotten your Vivo channel and you're looking to find out how to get up on Vivo, there it is, vivoplusplus.com. I also was just hollering at Johnny O, Nerve DJs, and he told me to make sure that I give the Nerve DJs a shout-out, of which I am. One, shout-out to all the Nerve DJs and those that are involved with the Nerve DJs worldwide network, whether it be via your mixtapes or you are a DJ and, service the Nerve DJ packs, et cetera, et cetera. Be sure to check out Nerve DJs worldwide network. And check out the new Cali Kia that's available there on the site with 90,000 plus spins already. And she just went up like less than a week or so ago. So go check out Cali Kia's Poetic Ambition on the Nerve DJ's site. Also, Him, Her Incomparable Man by Nakia Qualis is available as well at the Nerve DJ site. Both those projects will be any and everywhere within the next couple of days or weeks. And they are available for pre-order on Amazon. The Poetic Ambition project is available for pre-order on Google Play as well, and you can listen to it in its entirety at the Nerve DJ's site, the worldwide network. Also, on that same network, you can listen to the Hybrid Doll project from Voice of True Go Getter, the mixtape volume 1 Hybrid Doll project, which is also available now on Amazon and look at Spotify and RDIO for your listening pleasure, as well as the hashtag Get On It from Black Earl, Louisiana's Black Earl. You can get the hashtag Get On It on Google Play, listen to it on RDIO, Spotify, or these artists' pages at Metal to Music Records, www.metaltomusic.com. When you go there, hit the More tab, and you'll be able to pull up these artists and download the tracks or projects that are available free to download, and then listen to the different projects that are available from the artist. Look for the brand new Melody of Verses from Voice of True Go Getter available on her Bevo channel, Halloween Bevo, that is now up and available to you. The Melody of Verses is just released by her. Look for new videos coming from Voice very, very soon, as well as look for the brand new Bars Crew Bevo coming and Black Girl Bevo coming to you really, really soon. The Double Dip Kisses video, Nakia Qualis featuring the Bars Crew, has just been finished and should be available to you via Vivo and all the other video platforms that we use to release our video product on via Metal to Music Records. It is called Double Dip Kisses, Nakia Qualis featuring the Bars Crew, across the Hybrid One production. Also, look for the brand spanking new Giving You the Best That I Got from Miss B, straight out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, coming to you, scheduled for release the 28th. It's a highly anticipated debut album from Miss B. Look for it coming to you again February the 28th. And I Am Blaze from Lady Blaze, scheduled for release the 27th of March. The Hybrid Queen is scheduled for release the 14th of March from Nakia Qualis, and I Am Blaze from Lady Blaze. Brand new project from the Bars Crew is in the works. Look for them coming really, really soon. In the next couple of months, look for a brand new Bars Crew. Their Bars Crew Killer is available. It is available on iTunes and Amazon from the Bars Crew. It is called Bars Crew Killers. Look for that as well right now, available to you. Also, the Hybrid project is coming from Team Dope. Look for the brand new project from Team Dope coming in April. It runs the Hybrid One production with Team Dope. Please go get their Team Dope's All or Nothing available to you on all fine download and streaming sites. It is called All or Nothing. And also, We Made It and Rap Gods from Team Dope are available to you for download and streaming as well. Just a lot of projects coming out of the Metal to Music SMG camp. Look for new as well. Look for new Cali Kia. Look for new Sassy Ann. I was just conferencing with Sassy Ann earlier. Look for a brand new Prons the Hybrid One Sassy Ann project coming to you really, really soon. Within the next month and a half, 2 months, look for a brand new project from Sassy Ann and Prons the Hybrid One. Look for brand new Three Words coming from Prons the Hybrid One. And Three Words out of Germany, brand new project that she started this week. look for that coming within the next couple of weeks or to a month or so, yet to be named. And shout out to Nacho, brand new Nacho project coming to you really, really soon. Friends of Hybrid One and Nacho. So a lot of projects coming out of the Melody Music SMG camp. You guys look for these projects coming really, really soon. We are live on Independent Everything with Saint, straight out of Arizona. And Saint, I want to give you a chance once again, man, just to shout out to your people, accolades if you have them, and more importantly, make sure that you reiterate the links and et cetera, where people can connect with Saint and look for Saint music, et cetera. Go ahead, you got the mic.
Man, just shout out to all my fans and supporters once again, and all the artists and producers I worked with over the years that, you know, have really believed in me and helped me push my music to where it is going. You could contact me for any business inquiries at www.saint474@gmail.com. Reverb, Facebook, /Saint474, and Instagram and Twitter is at Saint_ST_.
Okay. And guys, don't forget, every Thursday, Tuesday, Saturday, allthingsfranz.com radio, Franz Lewis's music, video, and more show, that is All Things with a Z, Franz.com radio, airs live on the Ustream network from 7 to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. And I need your help. We are also on the Spreaker, SPREAKER.com network with allthingsfranz.com radio. And I need you guys to get me up to 100 followers on that particular network so that we can also present that on the iHeart network. So go over to Spreaker and search allthingsfranz.com radio and follow. That's all I need you to do. That is the Spreaker network, SPREAKER.com. Search allthingsfranz.com radio and then follow that program over there. And let's get it up to 100 follows so we can go ahead and get on iHeartRadio. Love to take these independent artists, man, to iHeartRadio. Once again, shout out to the Nerve DJs, man, for all that they do to help promote the independent artists and, allthingsfranz.com radio. I want to give a special shout out to Johnny O and Big Hep. I want to give a special shout out to all the Nerve DJs and all the Melody Music recording artists, man, and associated artists. Don't forget about Angel Sessions. She's just released on the 17th. The Jesus Is Coming Soon from her Songs of Comfort album that's scheduled to be released next month. The Jesus Is Coming Soon is a Friends of Hybrid One production with Angel Sessions. And don't forget to get her Hearts of Broken Love that is available on all fine download and streaming sites around the world. So make sure you support the sensational urban gospel artist Angel Sessions. This has been another episode of Independent Everything. We were live today with the one, the only, Saint out of Arizona. And just want to remind you guys to remember to continue to support all independent artists, especially the metal to music artists, and by downloading, streaming, and sharing their music. If you would, also don't forget to visit Franz the Hybrid One Vivo and check out all the videos that have been uploaded to my Vivo channel and the Halloween Vivo channel, and look for the Bars Crew Vivo coming really, really soon. Black Arrow's Vivo channel coming really, really soon. Young Fallen Angels Vivo channel coming really, really soon. Don't forget to visit also on Friday, every Friday at 7 o'clock p.m. Central, CME TV hosted by Young Fallen Angel, and on Sunday, Psycho TV hosted by Voice Atrugo Getter, all on the Ustream network. Until the next time, once again, this has been another episode of Independent Everything with your host, Franz the Hybrid One. And we were live with Saint. Any last words, Saints, before we go?
Man, I appreciate you having me on the show, man.
Real talk, man. I look forward to seeing your new projects come out, man, and look forward to maybe working with you in the very, very near future. Real talk?
All right. Sounds good, man.
Real talk. Love, peace, and hair grease.